ayun nga kanina, while you were talking about your aspirations, medyo nangingilid-ngilid yung luha mo.
Bored ka ba?
Or kailangan mo ng pamatay oras?
Ito na ang podcast na para sa'yo.
We grew up in a society dictating na dapat ano kay pagdating ko ng 30s, kasal ka na.
Lahat naman tayo nagbigo sa Malaysia.
Looking back now, kung tatanungin niyo ako kung napatawad
ko siya,
work
or your role is over,
but I would never forget
you. Not valued.
Samot sari.
Mga usapang mema at minsan may pinaglalaban din.
Ako si Cabs.
At ako si Celso.
Kami ang inyong host sa podcast na to. We release new episode every Monday.
Tuesday.
Or minsan Wednesday.
Basta mag-upload tayo. Ako actually na-touch ako doon sa kwento ng mom. Parang ano, medyo na ano ko doon, antig yung puso ko. Sa totoo lang.
Iba talaga, no? Oo. Pag nanay.
Yeah. Well, actually, I would say, ang laki talaga na itulong ng mom ko sa akin, like, growing up and become the woman that I am today. Kasi most of the life lessons were from the bottom of her heart. Na parang, yun na yung kailangan mo talaga. Hindi naman siya nagsasabi na kailangan mong maging ganito, ang ganyan. Wala. Parang, she's just teaching me as it happens. Kasi nga, di ba, yung mga kaklase ko, na chika na naman ako ulit, no? And then we have to do two. Cut it. When I was like in, ano, like high school and college, alam mo yung mga parents, sometimes yung mga kaklase ko, na we wanna go outing or whatever, parang they are so scared to ask their parents about it. Or ako naman parang, the moment that it happens, I'll tell them, especially my mom, na ganito. And she would just say yes. Kasi for her, parang if I make a mistake, or if something happens to me,
you will learn.
I will learn from it. Kasi nga, I made the choice. I made the decision. So, parang gano'n. I know it's very risky. Iba-iba yung way ng mga parents how to raise their kids. Yeah. But that's how it was for my mom. My dad is there. Pero most of the time, si mom ko kasi talaga yung parang very nurturing and all. Kaya I always say my mom. I grew up with three women. So, my mom, my grandma, and then my tita, yung auntie ko, na, which I also call mom. And funny enough, yung tatlo sila, I all call them mama. All of them is mama. Like, so you will really say kung sinong mama yung ibig kong sabihin. Because like, ano, so pag nagpa-pageant ako, before yung grandma ko, she will have to prepare my gowns, my swimwear, and everything.
Wow.
And then they will go to my pageant. Oh. So nung sumali ako actually ng mascara, it's still called, it was called Miss Gay Mascara in 2008. And I won. That was 2000. Oh my God, that was a long time ago. I was 18. Yung mom ko nag-sponsor, kasi you have to have sponsor, kasi ang dami mong gastusin. So my mom was still working sa UAE, so she provided me the money and everything that I need para dun na nga sa mga gagamitin, kasi bawal mag-reuse ng mga gamit. Alam mo yung pag-pageant, kasi kailangan mo lang, gusto, carry lang mag-reuse. They want all new, so yung mom ko na-provide. And then my grandma and my, ano, my tita, then they're the one na parang morally supporting me and physically, because they're there for me to support that time. So it was a very good moment in my life to know that my family is with me. Even sa mga pageants ko, even sa mga performances ko, they're there. And that's the reason why I would say, like most of the time na parang may mga competition, I always won. Kasi nga, wala, like in my mind, wala akong, when you are happy with the thing that you're doing, parang it's, you feel, wala kang limitation, you feel like you're, wala kang talagang hindrance, you know what I mean? Kasi diba kasi parang if, siguro I feel like that kasi I have the, like the support of the people that I love. So, kaya nga parang feeling ko, wala akong restriction. I know, if I want to do this, gusto kong ma-achieve to, I can. Kasi I have people na automatically will support me. So, yun. Kaya nga, like, when Cab said na parang, I'm reserved, I'm like this, there's like balance. I think it's all because of the upbringing that I have. Kasi what I noticed is, yung mga, I have met a lot of people that I like, I love as well, became my friends. But there are, of course, may mga bagay silang ginagawa or their attitude na parang, of course, hindi natin nagugustuhan sometimes. And I always understand that because I would say it's the upbringing nga. Kasi nga, di ba, if you are, like for me, my family is very open, like with me. Anong, hindi ako na restrict. Hindi ko tinatago yung kung ano man ako sa in front of my family. So I don't have the need to be extra when outside. You know what I mean? So parang what I am in front of my family is the same person that I am out in the street, out in the with my friends or in a different setting. Other people kasi, they live different personalities wherever they are. I mean, we need that naman, no? But other people, parang, I know someone parang with a family, like, he's gay naman. He needs to pretend to be someone else. So, for me, hindi talaga siya happy sa ganong situation. So, yun na nga, kasi nga he's not that happy, it relates to what he's doing daily. Yun na nga, parang diba, that's why for me, it's really important for parents as well to understand their kids. And at a young age, kasi that will really prepare them for the future. Kasi nga, diba, if yung parents mo are very accepting and they, of course, given na yun na you have to be, kailangan kang disiplinahin ng parents, that's default. What I'm trying to say is, na maintindihan ka ng family mo. They should not be the first one. They remember ko yung pageant. Shut up. Anyway, they should be the first one to accept you and give their support. Nangyari kasi sa atin sa Philippines, they're the first one to discriminate you. They're the first one to parang dinidiscredit yung existence mo. Yung parang ganun yung nangyari. Hindi yan. Feeling lang yan. Ano lang yan? Anong ang tawag doon? Parang stage lang of your life? Anong parang mawawala din yung face?
Ilulublob ka sa drum. Lalaki ka ba? Ganun. Iaano, pipilitin
diba?
Ng tatay.
May mga ganun story.
Tama.
So, I'm thankful kasi nga, growing up, parang hindi ko na-experience yun. I grew up in a family na parang very open. And not everyone is as lucky as the experience that I have. But but in this generation, I would say at least tayo in our age, di ba, we might be, or we are, some of us are already parents na. Let's be more understanding with our kids, especially when it comes to gender. Di ba, yun ang ibang tao, yung ibang mga bata. Instead of having the support system, yung in-expect nila na mag-support sa kanila is not there for them. Kaya nade-depress sila. We have the societal tendencies. Mga ganun. Kasi nga, di ba? Ang hirap. So anyway, that's just, you know, my chika.
Nare-refresh ako sa interview natin ngayon kay Kim. Yung kay Ate Marco, when she had the most supportive parents as well, no? Sa nung pinapalaki siya. Yun naman, she's a straight woman which was raised by lesbian couple. So, baligtad naman. So, yun, nare-refresh na ako na not everyone is given the opportunity and chance na magkaroon ng welcoming family. And isa si Kim sa mga napakaswerteng nila lang na sa pamilya pa lang. it was a safe space for her para paglabas ng society. Baligtad naman.
Oh, you are so blessed, Kim, to have this kind of support na na-receive mo from your family. And I hope kung may nakikinig man sa atin, they would get inspired to just, you know, be kind to their children who is actually transitioning or would have to undergo transition or yung mga part ng LGBTQ. Kasi kagaya mo, lumaki kang super maayos na tao and you get to, you know, pursue things that you really love and that makes you the best version of yourself, diba?
Yeah.
So, iba talaga pag yung support eh, nagagaling muna sa family kasi mas matatanggap mo yung sarili mo, mas madali, diba?
Yeah. And especially, and na naman tayo. Like, diba, for example, if you're trans,
mahaba yung recording minutes. Ayap ko. Bura na.
Marami akong friends sa mga trans, actually. Honestly, what I got from their experiences as well is, kasi yung iba sa kanila, they cannot pursue what they really want in life kasi nga, restricted sila. So, number one is, most of them, hindi sila concentrate sa studies nila. Kasi nga, di ba, they have other things to think about. So rather than finishing their school, they will drop out or do something else. Kasi nga, di ba, parang for them, ano po yung purpose ng ganun? Parang mga ganun siya, parang hindi nila na-fulfill yung gusto nila talaga kasi nga, walang ang support. So most of them nakilala ko is like they have that experience na their family is, you know, hindi sila gusto or, you know, not supporting them. So parang naging ano yung life nila kasi nga, they want to parang lumayo sa family nila. So, walang proper guidance. So, hindi nakasama ng tamang tao. So, you know, they've been doing these things. Nothing against them, but honestly, it's kind of like sad to think na parang supposedly yung support mo na na-default na nandun na sa'yo when you were born is wala pa pala siya. And then, you have to find it sa ibang tao pa. But anyway, meron naman mga tao na parang supportive, even though hindi natin related by blood, but then they understand us. At least may mga taong mga, you know, yung mga willing na mag-support sa atin somehow. So, at least. Thank you. Wala.
Thank you. Ay, gusto ko ibalik, no? Kasi you have, you're in a really great relationship now with you. You're in a great relationship with someone and you've been together for 12 years, sabi mo.
Yes.
Diba 12 years. What are your thoughts about sa Philippine setting? Kasi diba Philippine setting, pag yung part ng LGBTQ na may karelasyon na lalaki or babae, parang sasabi nila, okay lang yan pag iniwan ka, basta iiwan ka niya sa opposite gender. Diba? Yung ganung ewan ko kung narinig mo yun, kasi narinig ko na ito maraming beses na parang, let's say, ako bakla, and then I fall in love with a guy. Pag pinagpalit ako sa babae, okay lang. Pero pag pinagpalit ako sa bakla, ay something na...
Double standard.
Double standard, no? Parang, bakit? Kasi isa lang din naman yung feeling mo. Bakit kailangan mo siya i-adjust kung kanino ka ipagpapalit?
Correct.
What are your thoughts on that?
I definitely don't agree with that. Kasi nga, you don't value yourself if you will agree with that statement. Like for me, parang, devalue. Parang wala kang, why would I, pag pinagpalit ka, it doesn't matter kung kanino ka pinagpalit.
Exactly.
The point is, pinagpalit ka. Right? Mm-mm. So, hindi ko kailangan i-degrade yung self ko. It's because, babae yung pinagpalit. So, okay lang. No, it's not. Kasi, like from my case, I'm a trans woman. Babae din ako. Like, what is, like, okay, we can go to parang reasoning na you cannot have your own kids. That's like too much, you know. We should not go deeper into that argument. But the point is, kung pinagpalit ka siguro, there's like wala nang love or maybe hindi ka talaga bet or whatever. But don't think about kasi babae okay lang. No, it's not like that. Kasi when you start to think like that, you start to not give value to yourself. You're limited to the things that you can do. Yun palagi yung sinasabi ko. And even in myself, I talk to myself kasi nga sabi ng psychology, it's helpful for you. I talk to myself, like parang if you start to think about this negative thought, parang for you, you acknowledge that this is okay, this is normal, you're limiting yourself. Parang like for me, what's the point that I transitioned to be a woman that I am when at the end of the day, pag nangyayari mong ganito, parang I'm just okay to be the second best. Parang I'm the second lang talaga sa linyahan. Nauna talaga yung mga natural born women. Sila yung number one, ako number. Why? You know, you can, whatever you can do, I maybe can do better. What I can do, maybe you can do better. Alam kasi, at the end of the day, we're all human, diba? So, hindi na talaga kailangan na parang, ay transgender ka lang, or ganito ka lang. Who are you to put lang on that sentence? Alam mo
yes.
Yun? Yes, thank you.
Agree.
Thank you.
May pa-thank you lagi. May pa-thank you.
Miss Bacolio.
All right, now the DOT has this new slogan or new campaign. We give the Philippines our best.
Sige.
What?
Magandang conclusive question before tayo mag-end or before we wrap up. We give our Philippine yung final answer sa Miss Universe Philippines DOT slogan. We give the Philippines our best. So what do you think is the best that we can give out to the world? Ayan.
As part of the LGBTQ community.
Wala puro sira yung sinirahan ng Pilipinas sa episode natin. Meron yan.
Oy, alam mo, Kim, you're the best person nga to speak about this kasi sobrang dami namang hindi maganda sa Pilipinas. Ayoko din ng treatment ng mga Pilipino sa LGBTQ community. At nag-start naman talaga siya sa family. Ako sa family ko, nasasabi ko, parang may mga pitik pa din na hindi mo mag-gets me.
Until now?
Galingan nila.
Same.
Yung openness ba sa LGBTQ? Pero syempre yung ngayon, okay na. pag may pera ka na, okay-okay na.
Tama.
Oo, diba?
Pag may narating ka na, mabango ka na. Ganon.
To add to that, Charot.
Go ahead, please.
Sa akin, actually, you know, what makes me happy, sometimes, hindi ko naman siya tinatake for granted, but I don't really think much about that. But now when you're saying it, I realize there's never been a conversation about my gender or my transition for the longest time. Since college until now, wala talagang conversation like about my ano about my gender. When I do my surgeries, my family will know about that after. Kasi I don't, the reason why I don't tell them is I don't want them to worry. Hindi siya na because I don't want na parang I have to seek permission from them if I want to do these changes. Because they have nakaset na kasi yung ano namin na parang do whatever you want. Again nga, di ba? If you fail, if you make a mistake, it's necessary.
You have to be responsible for your...
So yun na yung nakaset sa amin. So if I have to do something like with myself na kind of risky, of course, everything I've done with myself is risky because, of course, involve yung mga hiwaan festival. I will not tell them as it... Before it happens, as it happens, I will tell them lang if tapos na siya, like afterwards. Na parang, yeah. And they never ask me. They will, like, for example, there was a point when I have my bleep, my boobs live, just have the, ano lang, boobs done. That's a very obvious one. Kasi syempre makikita mo talaga siya, right? They never ask me na parang, oh, you have that? Walang ganun.
Ay, ano yan?
Oh. They will never say that. Like parang it's I don't know, it's like ganun yung ano namin sa family namin na parang wala siyang like one day when I went home na parang meron na tayong kemero na realness na siya, hindi na siya kemi-kemi doon sa ano. There was never a question about like when did you have that done? Why did you walang ganun. Ako pa yung mag-open. I nung last few months pala I had this kemi-kemero kemeri in Thailand sa Wadika Ek. Ganun. So yun. They don't ask me about any of that. So it all, again, I want to say, honestly, people think that if you ask a trans person, ito kasi yung na-notice ko dito eh, in Malaysia. If I meet new people na parang mga Filipino, the first question is about surgery, about what have you done to your body?
Yes. Like,
what have you, do you still have this, you still have that? For us Filipino, honestly, we thought like, I myself before thought, na parang it's normal. Yun na nga, diba? It's like, oh, baka normal lang yun. But it's not. Kasi it's very, ano, invasive. Invasive.
Intruding.
Invade yung, yes.
Intruding.
So, yun pala yung word, sorry, na hegs. So parang like for me, parang, diba, some of us, kailangan natin maging, to educate more people about that. Na parang hindi siya okay to ask that question. Kasi,
yes.
Because you know na trans yung kausap mo, you feel like you have the right to ask them about their surgeries and what they have done to their body. Like, who gave you that permission? But I'm not really comfortable at that time kasi everybody, like, was asking that, like, automatically. Maybe some people are happy to talk about it. Some people are happy to talk about it. Some people are happy to share the experience even no one is asking about it. But other trans people are not happy. Like for me, hindi naman hindi ako happy. I just prefer not to talk about it. Kasi my personality is not based on the surgeries I did. It's not based on the transition. It's not based on the hormone therapy I took or I'm still taking. It's, you know, I'm beyond that. Kasi people, pag nakausap mo may, I know a trans people, they feel like you're interesting because you had surgeries. You know what I mean? Parang yung interest mo is naging because of your transition lang. They don't think about you as parang a person with experience. Alam mo yun? So, that's why I don't really like I don't really like yung ibang mga Filipino, unfortunately. The first question, even though hindi pa tayo close, is very, intruding. Parang, have you done this? Dapat. Have you done that? And you know what? How I answer that question? I would just say, what do you think? Oh. You can make a guess. If you will ask me something like very private, have you done this? And I will say, what do you think? If you will say, no, not yet. Okay, that's the answer. What I mean? Like, I don't. Whatever you think, I will leave you thinking. I will not.
Too comfortable, to the point na disrespectful na. Kasi nga, well, going back sa nakalakihan natin sa Pilipinas, parang...
Uy, wait lang, like Mas, something new yan, nalaman ko yan. Something new yan na...
Yung alin?
Hindi ko alam na super intruding talaga na pala effect sa mga trans woman na pag tinanong, hindi ka basta-basta pwede magtanong kasi nga offensive siya and intruding. Yeah. Pero yeah, you move on. Na isingit ko lang. Ngayon ko lang nalaman.
Diba?
Ngayon ko lang na-realize. I mean, alam ko siya, pero ngayon ko lang na-realize yung degree ng effect sa isang tao.
Kasi imagine like parang if you ask a trans woman na parang hindi pa naka-go through sa SRS, you know, sa super whatever surgery, parang I don't know lang with them, most of the people will feel like yung answer nila would depend kung ano, paano sila i-treat ng kinakausap nila. You know what I mean?
Kasi stereotype.
Kay, for example, the moment like, oy, teh, ganun-ganun, gawa ka na ba ng keme? And then you will say, no. They will start to see you as like bakla lang talaga. Like, you know what I mean? Kasi yun yung mindset sa Pinas eh. But if you tell them na parang, yeah, I have done everything, whatever, they see you differently. So may ganun siya. So kaya nga parang, that's why it's not really a comfortable like question, especially for those na walang surgery, walang ginawa, whatever. Kasi nga, it can be, it will make them feel really uncomfortable. Mm-mm. Ako nga, diba, ang dami na mga hiwa-hiwa festival, I'm still not comfortable to talk about it. Na, I mean, now I'm comfortable because I'm comfortable with you guys. And of course, it's my choice to be in the podcast to talk about it. But alam mo yung randomly lang, kakamit lang natin, halimbawa, sa work. Mm-mm. Ay, te, Filipino ka din, yes. Ay, Kemiru, Kemiri ka. Alam mo yung mga ganun. Like, mga on the spot. So that's not really like, you know. Alam mo pag may mga question na nandiyan yung nasa yung partner ko, Mark will just look at me. And then, before na-insulto ako, honestly, and even if I'm misgendered before, para ibang topic na naman, I feel very affected. Honestly, still, I'm affected somehow, but hindi na siya to the point na parang it will make me mad kasi nga, I come to, and alam yung mga self-help, yung mga podcast din, yung mga books and everything, I came to realize na parang if I will allow people to give power over me, of course, I'll be affected, diba? So, if I misgender ako, especially in the Philippines before, so far ngayon, pag-uwi ko, hindi naman nangyari, I don't allow it to, ano na, to control my emotion. Kasi before, suddenly, diba? Alam mo yun, hi, miss, good afternoon, Kemi. Kemi din pagbigay mo ng passport mo or whatever. Ay, sir, diba? Parang, ay, okay, feeling mo
talaga. Ang yung passport sa kanya.
Dinis-credit mo na lahat-lahat ng ginawa ko, you know, because you think my you're entitled na to call me whatever you want kasi nga you have my password. You know, nandiyan na yung lahat-lahat. So parang before, I get really mad and to a point na parang I would, you know, hanggang ngayon, I'm still not happy about it. Pero in a way na ino-educate ko na yung kausap ko. It's not because na gusto ko silang mapahiya or I want to prove a point. But now it's more like telling them that I'm not comfortable for them to call me that way. If it's against your religion, if it's against your belief, then don't acknowledge that. Just call me by my name. Parang ganun na lang. Don't call me sir if you are not comfortable calling me miss or ma'am. Call me by my name. You have my passport. Kompleto na may date of birth pa, diba? So call me by my name na lang. Huwag ka na mag-address ng Kenny dyan. Charot. But before this, I will get really mad and try to prove a point in a way na parang, alam mo yun, yung parang ano na na beast mode na situation. But now it's more on like telling them about it, like more educating.
Kasi iba
thank
naman
you
yung
so
tao.
Much.
You're welcome. Yeah, iba rin naman kasi yung taong hindi lang educated versus dun sa mga homophobic talaga, di ba?
Yes.
So sometimes they just need to be educated para naman in the future, eh, alam na nila best way.
Add that, charot lang. Mm-hmm. Yung sure, sabi mo, some people are educated, but they're homophobic. That's the problem. That's when I find it a big deal. Kasi nga, these people that I encounter sa mga banks, they are professional. They're educated, well-educated. May mga degree and everything, but still, they're homophobic. I had that experience sa banko in the Philippines before. I think I told you the story before. But anyway, maybe it's for another storytelling. But yeah, I experienced that. So, may mga homophobic talaga na tao. And you know what? If it's for transgender, I just want to bring this up. Like, trans people, like transgender, or like for myself, trans woman, I don't consider myself as homosexual. So, if people doesn't like me, then that probably be a transphobic, but not homophobic. Because for transgender kasi, it's like, your sex and your gender is not it's not the same. Automatically, when we say transgender, we assume na they are homosexual. Because the word, like, homosexual is you are attracted to the same sex. If you transition, you are not attracted to the same sex anymore. You're attracted to the opposite sex. Because, like, for myself, I transitioned to be a woman. I am attracted to men. So does that make me homosexual? No, I'm straight in that sense. You know what I mean? Because I want to be with men. Kaya nga ako nag-transition sa woman kasi I am attracted to men, you know. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to gender, that's why it's very broad and very, you know, gender fluid and everything. Kasi you can be transgender, but you are lesbian.
Yes.
You are bisexual, you are non-binary, and all of these other genders. So, hindi siya automatic na because you're transgender, lalaki na agad yung gusto mo, or babae na agad if you're a trans man. So, it can be anything.
Kaya nga siya rainbow, so, diba? Madaming kulay, yes. Hindi lang siya black and white.
It's a lot. And then, that's why I don't feel comfortable. Sa Pilipinas, parang pag sinabing trans, bakla na. That's like an umbrella term used for everybody, diba? But honestly, I'm not really comfortable to call myself like sa bakla. But then it's there, so what else can I do? Parang, but hopefully people will, because diba, at least now, nakikita na yung mga trans sa TV, may mga ano na, diba, may exposure na and everything in a good way. Kasi before, yung mga ganitong character nagiging caricature sa mga movies, sa mga films, TV series, or whatever.
Yeah.
Parang caricature lang talaga siya. But now, I'm happy to see na parang, at least somehow sa Philippines, we've come a long way somehow na we project these people like us, like for myself, na in a good light, na parang who we are talaga. Hindi lang tayo kakatawanan. Like, you know, Kalad Karen, she's funny.
Best actress.
At the same time. Yeah. Yes. So, you can see na hindi lang talagang just for comedy purposes lang. We, you know, we are people with essence. Shout out. Ano ba yung siyempre yung sasabi ko dito? Thank you.
Okay, okay na yan. Madami. Malaman.
Oh my goodness.
Let's, what's our takeaways na math kao?
We definitely need to have more conversation like this to educate people. Mm-mm. And it's good then now we hear personal stories. At least, alam natin yung mga personal struggles talaga. And somehow, we understand or we have a perspective of where they're actually coming from, why they don't feel uncomfortable being treated like this. And specifically sa Pilipinas, no, it's something to do with our upbringings then as a Filipinos in general, being not that open with other genders or not more accepting, no. There's so much work to do. There's so much work to do para mas maging accepting pa tayo sa LGBTQ community.
True.
Ako, I have a takeaway, pero meron akong last question kay Kim. Ayan, yung last question na. Ito ang salamin. If you have one message to yourself, out of all these things na you went through and about to go through sa hinaharap, ano yung gusto mong sabihin sa sarili mo?
Ay, baka dito ako makakayol. Actually, ano ba yun? Is it like myself now or myself?
You can do anything. You can talk to your younger self. You can talk to your older self. But what's the message?
Actually, I think the message, I always talk to myself in the mirror, which is funny enough because I always do that. But, well, anyway, I always tell myself that you can always like achieve. Kasi nga before I thought I cannot achieve the things that I have now. Like even yung love life, yung partner. So I thought it's just a guni-guni. It's like a dream or it's like a fairy tale. But now I have that. So the message I have, I think the best is for my past self because I limited myself enough to not dream more than I was like dreaming. So probably I can, you know, looking at the mirror and going looking back to my younger self, I will tell her that in the future, you know, everything is laid out for you. All you have to do is just live your best self. And though you live a good life with good support, but then you still limited yourself. Like the thing that was hindering me was myself at that time. So I wish to remove that. At a younger age, I could have achieved more. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
May sense ba yun?
Oo naman. Super. Ako ang greatest takeaway ko siguro for this episode. Ang daming magandang story na kinuwento ni Kim. Ang daming educational purposeful siya. Ang daming mga nalaman ko lang ngayong araw na to and all that. But pinaka nag-struck sa akin yung parenting way ng magulang niya sa kanya. I think that's the most valuable lesson na natutunan ko, kasi it has to start in your core. What's your core? It's your family, the home that you live in. That's gonna be your safe space. Tapos in-empower talaga siya to be herself. I think maraming matututunan, again, like yung episode ni Ate Margo, na maraming matutunan yung mga magulang din sa episode na that when you raise a child, you have to let her be, let him be, kung ano yung choices niya about it, ano gusto niya maging, or lalaki, kung ano talaga siya, not maging yun, kasi you're born with it. Religion, I think, na kung anong gusto mong piliin, bigyan niya ng liberty yung bata. I think with a guidance, of course, wala namang masama doon. But that's the most important thing, para lumaki yung bata na empowered, kaya niya ipaglaban yung sarili niya, like what Kim said, na she has the support, but at the end of the day, it's herself, it's her battle, it's her own life that living with. So yun, greatest takeaway. And thank you for that amazing story. Ako na personally na-touch ako sa mga kinuwento mo.
Wait, may gusto kong i-add, kasi sabi mo nga, Kim, super blessed to have a supportive family, but not all would have the same set of family that Kim had.
Yes.
So what it also taught me is that your environment has something to do with your growth. So if you're not getting this support from your family, then
yes, support yourself, around yourself,
people that would support you, like
exactly
with friends, ganyan. So sobrang importante yan, kasi ikaw rin magbe-benefit in the future. Totoo naman na yung blood is thicker than the water, di ba? Pero it's not always the case. So if you can get love and support from other people, then surround yourself with this kind of people, then where they will give you love unconditionally and support unconditionally.
And it reminded me a quote in ABL series, gaya sa pelikula, nung last part episode na yon, merong quote na nilagay doon yung director na, kapag handa ka na, let us know at i-welcome ka namin. Parang ganun yung essence. Hindi ko lang maalala. Parang kapag ready ka na, pwede kang lumabas at i-welcome ka namin. Yun pa, yun. If you don't have the support in your family, there is a big community that's out there that gonna welcome you with open arms.
Parang dyan ako maiiyak, actually.
I love that.
Tapos na.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Samut Sari.
Para updated ka sa mga bago naming ganap, follow us on Instagram @SamutSari Podcast.
Next time ulit, ha?